Praise the Lord. Have you had a beautiful week? Amen. I've also had a beautiful week, and I thank God for what the Lord has done. He is the one who sustains us, and He keeps us safe every single day that we have in the presence of the Lord. We ought to rejoice, for He is the one who provides for us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Today I want to bring a message in what I call the audacity of God's mercy. The audacity of God's mercy. In other words, the greatest risk that the Lord takes in all of us, it is the willingness to take a risk. You know, audacity is just the willingness to take a risk. And the Lord has taken upon Himself to be merciful throughout generations. Praise the Lord. And sometimes I know you've heard of sometimes, you know, particularly as the men of God, we brag about the great things that we have done for God. Amen. I think it should be the other way around. We need to brag about what God has done for us. Amen. But without Him, we can do nothing. You know, our existence, the things that we have here on this planet, is just by His grace. Praise the Lord. Solomon was a man who was wealthy, and he is a man who honored God. And I remember one time he honored God so much by offering Him such a great sacrifice, until that sacrifice actually reached God. And God came down and asked him, what can I do for you? And he said, just give me wisdom. And the Lord gave him a lot of wisdom, so that there was no man that had wisdom as Solomon, neither in his time nor in the days that we, in his future, including the days that we live here today. So apart from that, God also added him wealth and greatness. And you read about the story of Solomon. He had orchards, he had plantations, he had gardens of flowers, he had concubines, name it. He had gone to school and done a lot of research concerning various areas of life. And he had come to a place in his life where he thought that, he had attained it all. But, you know, at the end of the book of Ecclesiastes, Solomon concludes the whole issue and the whole matter and says that all is just vanity of vanity. Amen? It's just a facade. Everything that we've been able to witness, everything that he was able to have, he said, all is a chasing after the wind. Praise the Lord. And he said that the whole duty of man is to worship Him. The whole reason why the Lord brought you and me on this earth primarily is to worship God. Primarily is to give Him glory. Primarily is to honor Him at any given moment. Amen. Praise the Lord. The things that we may acquire on this planet are just temporary. I was listening to a preacher, Robert Jeffries, I think, you know, from the First Baptist Church when I was coming to church today. And he was talking about these things, and he was saying that there are many people who acquire money and wealth and cars and homes. You know, like, for example, you talk about and I'm not trying to be political here, the presidential nominee of the Republicans Party. He has wealth upon wealth upon wealth. He has hotels named after his name, you know. And we have many people in the world today who have wealth upon wealth upon wealth. But all those things is just a facade, because one day all those things will come to an end. Amen. The Bible says that everything will be burned up.